Let us again start from the Memra of Rovid with the lines start widening out. Omar Rovid, we understand him about it. Omar Rovid, Hiskachi li lechetzi, if a person told a woman, he should become bechudish to half of me. Mekudeshes, she's married. Chetz yeich, mekudeshes li, ain't a mekudeshes. If he's being Mekadish half of her, she's not Mekudish. Omale Abaye le Rove. So Abaye asked Rove a pertinent question. The Pasuk says, Ki yikach ish isha. That's what the Pasuk says. You need a kicha of an ish, you should take an isha. So how do you split the hair? Maishno chetz yeich Mekudeshes li. The Eina Mekadeshes, and I understand this very well, Isha Omar Rachmone V'loi Chatzi Isha. Agzeres HaKosuf. Hochinami Ish Omar Rachmone V'loi Chatzi Isha. Omar Lei, Sarov Ehem Serabaye, Hochi Hashte. Yekasha doesn't begin. Hosom Itze Lebeitrei Loi Chazir. Ele Gavre Mi Loi Chazi Lebeitrei. That means the word chetz yi and chetz yech could in reality be translated in different tefamim. One oifen chetz yi could be translated that my obligations of issues to my wife, I'm speaking out right now by the Erison, that I have intentions of marrying another wife, and therefore, if because of this, I will not be capable of fulfilling my obligations, you should be aware of this and you should be meichel me. And that's I'm speaking this out right now by the Erison. I'm saying, iskachi lechetzi, and we learned yesterday the Tosfos Riyazokin, and this helps. He's informing her, and if she agrees with this, she agrees with this. So Mamela. So he's whittling down his obligations of issues by mentioning this Bishas Lieres. So there, Iskachi Lechetzi has another translation. It has a translation that is whittling down the obligations of the husband. And that is perfectly permissible. But this cannot be the meaning of chetz yech mekadeshes li, because the itzel beitrei lechazi, so that cannot be the intent of the lashon. So the intent has to be that we're being mekadesh achatzi isha, and that we take him exeris akosov isha v'loy chatzi isha. That is the pshat in Rabbah. Omalei mazutre bereda rav mori la rabina. V'nifshitu lo kiddushi bekula. Now, before we explain mazutre's kasha, I'd like to give a shtikal akdame. What is the chesoron of chet yech mekodeshes li? We could learn two eifanim. We could learn that it's a chesoron in the chalois issues. That means one cannot have issues. Issues should be chal on the half a isha. You can't have such a chalois. That is the problem. Or perhaps the problem is in the maisa kedushin. That means the problem is that it can't be nitfas Ishus on a half a woman. In Maisa Kedushin is Aloche, how Kedushin has to be made. Kedushin has to make a Yikach Ish Isha. You have to make a Maisa Kedushin on the whole Isha. And if you make a Maisa Kedushin on half an Isha, so it's missing in the Maisa Kedushin. It's a chesaron in the Maisa Kedushin. And Rabbi Orpe brings down this chakira from Rab Chaim, and Rab Chaim said he has a raya from Tosfos on Amud Beis, which will not go into this raya. Rab Chaim said the chesaron is in the Maisa Kedushin. That is not considered a Maisa Kedushin if you only mekadesh half an isha. That's the, this miyut of the Gzeres HaKosim. Frag the Gemara, and with this we'll be able to understand the Hemshech of the Gemara. V'nivshitu lo kedusha b'kula. Let this Maisa Kedushin be nispashet in the whole Isha. We'll come to explain this soon, but just let's bring the Raya of the Gemara. Milei Samye. Ha'ima raglo shalzu tehe. Raglo shalzu oilo. A person is magdish a regal of a behemoth to be an oilo. So the halacha is tehe kula oilo. The whole kolben becomes an oilo, you mak him the whole kolben. He was magdish only a regal. So we'll see in Taisus, we have psukim, that is a din poshta kedusha bekula. V'afilu l'man da'oma ein kula oilo, v'afilu according to the man da'oma that holds ein kula oilo, hani mili heichi de magdish dovo she'ein ha'nishoma tluya boy. Avul magdish dovo she'nishoma tluya boy, one is magdish, the lave, the rosh, and aver, that the whole chiyas is dependent. Havi kula oila. So the whole thing is an oila. You learn that from a pasuk, that if you're magdish, according to one man, the yoma, filo an aver, shein an ishama tuya boy. According to another man, the yoma, dafka an aver, shein an ishama tuya boy. We learn that from a pasuk, that the whole behemoth becomes kaddish. And there's a lot of poshta kedusha bekula. So Rabbi Ver explains that the halacha, this is a pasuk, we're learning from Sukkim, the halacha poshta kedusha bekula is that the halacha of poshta tells us that being magdish a chelik of a behemoth is sufficient to be magdish the whole behemoth. That's how you magdish the whole behemoth. I don't have to say the head you are magdish the whole behemoth. Now a maisa, a headdish on the part of a behemoth is considered as this halacha poshta, like I was magdish the whole behemoth. And let's, to understand this a little bit, Rabbi Chanan and Kaivet Tzahores brings dugmois. A person says, I'm gonna be a nazir for one day. Mekabel Nazirus for one day. For the din is he's a nazir for 30 days. That means, we learn out from Sukkim that a Kabbalah for one day makes you a nazir for 30 days. And that lies in your Kabbalah. Yoiv Bal Yachol. I only said one day. A Kabbalah's Nazirus of one day, it's kolo in this Kabbalah, Kabbalah for 30 days. We have Sukkim on this. So Memele, so that is the halacha of Poshta. So the Gemara is asking, by Hegdish we have halachas, Poshta, Kedusha Bikula by a Kolben. You don't have to be Magdish the whole behemoth. You're Magdish a chelik of the behemoth, so this is a Loshen, this is sufficient, that is a Maisa Hegdish on the whole behemoth, even though the words you're saying are only on a regal, but that is sufficient to be Magdish the whole behemoth. So Memele, so let us say, Poshta Kedusha Bikul. Now, before, let us see Rashi, before we go further. Isha Marachmona Kikach Isha, Isha Marachmona Kikach Isha, Itze Lebeitrei Linosei Lahem Iyevsha. A woman cannot be married to two men. Hilkach Hai Loi Kodish Elapalgo. So here, so the palga does not mean in her obligations, though the palga means the mitzvah. He's only making a ma'aseh kedushin on her phoenicia. The chetcha nisha la'acha, he wants to oblige her. She wants, in kain, enim kadeshes lazeh, because we have exeris akosi, we can't be mekadesh her phoenicia. Isha v'loi chatzi isha. So the Gemara asks, nifshitu kedushay bekula, ki oma chetchech mekadeshes li. Now Rashi says about, and we'll see more clearly in Taisvis, Tomakudeshes Biloshin Hegdish Kamalo. That means Rashi had a problem. If there is a haloche by Hegdish, Poshtok Dusha Bikula, fine. What does this have to do with Ishus? So Rashi says, Dhamma Kadeshis Beloshin Hegdish Kamala. Kedushin is also a Loshin Hegdish. Which exactly what this means, we'll see in Taisus. Ba'afilu laman diyama puluktai v'meseches t'mure. That's the Gemara's kasha. So before we see the Teretz, let us see Taisus. V'nivshida Kedusha v'kula milay sanya. So Taisus says, Teime. T'bereish t'mure yalef. Raglo shelzu oilo, that you say poshto kedusha bekula. And according to the other mandom of Adobo, shanishon matluyabo mikro, receive kola sheyite mimenu lashem. Look, this apostle, kola sheyite mimenu. The gabe ishe loik siv kroi, there's no psukim by ishe. Became my porich holoidomi ladodi. That means the din poshto is not something one could figure out logically by himself. It's a exeris akosu. That poshta kedusha bekula, just like a makabel nazir siyamechad is also a nozil amadir. These are psukim. So wherever it says, it says. But how could you compare ishus to kabonis? V'nire shelekach digdeik rashi upirish damukodeshes beloshin hegdish kamala. That's why Rashi said something over here. When he said, Hiskachili, we see what the Lashon was. He said, Hiskachili, the Lashon Hegdish Kamala. Chedoma Beresh Pirkin, and this comparison of Kedushin to Hegdish, the Gemara says, the Osala Akula Almeke Hegdish. The Gemara, when the Gemara says, the Lashon of Kedushin is the Osala Akula Almeke Hegdish. Lefichach yesh liyos dina kehegdish. Nope, if this is hegdish, dosla kulalme kehegdish, so yesh liyos dina kehegdish. Avo, im hoya oima meureses, but what if he would say, chetz yech meureses li, oichad mahani lishne delael, alzelo yoye makshe v'nifshdo kedushi bikula leperis. And that thing would not ask a kasha. So we have to understand, as Rav Shimon says, in Chedushin, it's a very difficult Taisvus. That's the first thing we have to understand. Taisvus by no means wants to say there's two types of issues. There's two types of, this one is also a kulama kehegdish, and mekadeshesli. This one is not also a kulama kehegdish, and mekadeshesli. She's a wife, but not, that is not true. That means, whatever Loshen is said, we end up with the same result. Result is the same. But the result can come about in two eifanim. That means, we learn from kiyikach ish isha, that there's a din of omahu. The husband has to speak. Bishas, he gives over the money, there's a din amire. Nosanhu ba'omahu. If it's nosanhu ba'omrehi, so there's a problem. So, in the kicha of ishus is not only a maise kinyan of giving money, but there's also a din amire. There's a din amire that is an intricate chaylik of ishus. Now, this Amire can speak about a few inyanim. And any inyan is sufficient. The Amire can speak about the etzem kinyan of ishus, areyat muresesli, which is eresim, is the kinyan of ishus, areyat ilishti. This is speaking, and that is sufficient, because she's becoming his wife, she's niknis, and so these lushaynis are sufficient lushaynis also. But in every ishus, there's more than that. There's more than isha niknis. Rav Shimon phrases it as follows. Rav Shimon says, Taisvis on Daf Beis Amud Beis, when Taisvis spoke about the Kudeshes, Taisvis says, Kudeshes means miyuchedes. The word Mekudeshes means miyuchedes. And Taisvah says, therefore, if a person will say, Talisu Mekadeshesli, it won't help. Because Lashem Yuchedes will not help by a Talis. So, Rav Shimon tries to explain this as follows. By all inyonim, when there's a transferal of ownership, so the etzem article, the etzem chayfetz, there is no shinui, there's no change in the etzem chayfetz. No, the ownership changed. I have a horse, before it belonged to Reuven, now belongs to Shimon. It's the same horse, but there's different owners. That's by all kinyonim. There's something unique in Hekdesh, in Kedusha Saguf, in Kedusha Ishe, that the Etzem Chayfetz becomes Nishtane. Shenis Yachid Hadova Lehishtamshis Miyuchedes. That means besides the ownership over here, the Etzem Zach is Miyuchid for a certain Shimush. The Zach changes. Etzem Chayfetz changes. It's Miyuchid for a certain Shimush. Like we had mentioned when we learned the Taisus on that Beis Amid Beis, that we find that by Asaita and by Hegdish, there's a common terminology of Mi'ile. Isha Kesima El Mal. There's a Mi'ile beHegdish, and there's a Mi'ile beBaal. And Rashi says in Chumash, Ein Mi'ile LaLoshin Shinui. There was a change. And L'chayre, the change over here, the change is in the Yichud. That means Hegdish is oimit for Shimur Shel Gavoya. Taking it for yourself, you're changing what it was Nisyachid for through the Hegdish. And Anisha's also, she's Nisyachid Labaila. Mala Mal Beisha, you're changing her Yichud. Al Kaponim, so Rav Shimon says, the similarity between Ishus and Kedushas Aguf is that in both these cases, the Behema or the Isha become Nisyachid for a certain tafkid, for a certain purpose, and this Yichud asks them for that anyone else should be able to be Mishtamish for themselves. That's the Osala Akula Almeke Hegdish. This Yichud, this has Dine Kedusha. And in Yichud we have Aloche, that if you're miyachid am miktsas, that's in poshta kedusha bekula. In Hilchis Yichud, we learn out from a posik that if you're miyachid a miktsas of a chayfetz ligavoya, so there's a din. This is called a ma'ase yichud al kuloi. That we have a posik on this. So therefore, if my amire ki yikach ish isha tells us that a chaylik of the kich of ishes has to be done through Amire, the chosn is to say what he wants to accomplish. That's a chelik of the kedusha. So Memele, he can mention, he can speak about two things. Both of them he's accomplishing. He's accomplishing a yichud and he's accomplishing a kinyan. He can talk whatever he wants to talk about, and as long as he is explaining what he's doing two things. Because he has to explain the clawless what he's doing. He explains one thing what he's doing, and that's sufficient. So if he's speaking about the Yichud, then there's a similarity of what he's talking about to what a person who's Magdash Abayim is talking about. And we have this Zeres HaKos of Apostle Kedusha Mikula. If he's speaking about the Kinyan that he's making, so then he says, Chetzyech Moresesli, then we don't have this Zeres HaKos. So I'm making a Kinyan and a half. So then, can you have to be a chassal not chatzi isha? So the Gemara says, midami, hasam beheime hoche das acheres. You can't compare these two. Because there, it's his beheime. He can do whatever he wants with his beheime. He's capable of being magdish to whole beheime. So the halacha of Pashta tells us, that a ma'isa hegdish b'mitzas of yebeime is keilu, it was done in the whole, or it's bekoyach to be magdish the whole. But here there's two sides to the coin. That means he told her, I'm only mekadish half of you. Well, see, Taisa says it on the base, what he said a father told her, listen to every word, don't, whatever he says, that's what you agree. If you don't, so what he said, that's what she agreed. He said, chetshech mekodeshesli, that's it. I agree to that. More than that, I don't agree. So she only agrees, even though halachically, his chetshech is bekoyach to be mekadesha completely, but she also has to agree to what is being done, and she only agrees to the words that he said. That's what she heard, and that's what she's agreeing to. So Mamela, if there is no agreement on the other half, so Mamela can't work, because we have, in order for Kedushin to be Chal, we need the mutual consent of both Sodom. We need the consent of the Isha. We don't have the consent of the Isha. Halay Domi, so the Gemara says, I'll give you a Moirdike Moshel. By Hegdish Behemah Guf, you also see the same thing. That this din by Behemah, we say, Posh the Kedusha Bekula, is only if the Bishas, the Hegdish, the whole Behemah belong to him. But this case of issues is similar. Laha da Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Behemah shel Shnei Shutvim, a Behemah that belonged to two partners, Higdish Chetzia, but two partners. He was Magdish half the Behemah. V'chazal v'lokcha v'higdisha, and then he purchased the second half from his partner, and he was Magdish the second half. Kedusha ve'eino kreva. So now there's a kedusha chal on the whole behime, but it's not roi lakrove. Ve'oise tmure, it makes a tmure. Utmurosa ki yoitze bo. So now we're going to get involved in a lot of hilchis kotshe. But anegei alona, before we get into this, so the Gemara says, so you see, we don't say poshto kedusha bikula, because he was unable to be magdish the whole behemoth, since half of Bishas, because Bishas the Hegdish, half of the behemoth belonged to the Shut. Let us see Rashi. Now let's see the Rashi. The Philoban, the Yom of Luktaiva Meseches Tumura. Hosam behemoth, Vishaloyi, it's his behemoth. The Ein Ma'akiv al Yodoy Milehiskadish, there's nothing that's preventing the behemoth from becoming kodesh. Lefichach, therefore, yesh koyach b'ma'amoroi. So there's a koyach in his dibul. Lifshay, there's a din poshta that his dibul is b'koyach to be magdish to whole behemoth, even though the words which he is speaking about, these words are speaking about a half of behemoth. Aba v'hocha das acheres yesh. But here there's another opinion. There's another das in this relationship, in this issues which is being made. Chashuve kemaisoi, that is just as chashuv as he is. Hamaakeves bedova, that is stopping and preventing that the issue should be chal completely. Shim ein isha roitze einom kedushin. If he's not merutze on the issues that he's making, so it's not kedushin. Vizu loinis ratza elo lechetshe. She only agreed that half of herself should be miskadish. Lefikach ein dibuloi tofis bo. So his dibu, which theoretically is bekoyach, li tofis becholo isha, but if she does not agree, so it can't be nitfis, so it can't make her a complete ashes isha. Now, so the Gemara brings down a behemish of shnei shutvim. Oleidom yela maskone de terutzu. Ein dover zed doime, ela behemish of shnei shutvim. Your comparison to a hegdish of a behemish is a very good comparison. I agree with you. But when we're speaking about ishas, we have to compare this to a hegdish of a behemish of shnei shutvim. The ika das acheres hamakeves bo. There's a das acheres that is ma'akev, that is preventing the Hegdish to be chal. Then we don't say that the whole behemah becomes Hegdish. Only half of the behemah becomes Hegdish. And what happens because of this? Ve'ein ha'kreva. Hoyel u'bitchilis Hegdeshe le'niris likorim. Since b'shas, by the beginning of the Hegdish, by the first stage of the Hegdish, was not roi likorit, You can't be makriv half of the behemoth. So v'timocher, so therefore the hegdish in its first stage was only that the was able to accomplish that he should sell this chelik, v'yakriv acheres v'domeo, and the money gets a kedushas oila that you should buy with that money oila. V'oise t'mura im heimer bo, he made a t'mura, so a second behemoth will become the t'mura. And the t'mura will have the same aloche that this behemoth is, the einok chayba, the mikoyach kedusha d'chuya bosa. Because this t'mura came about from a kedusha d'chuya. That means a chain is as strong as the weakest link. So a t'mura is an extension of the kedusha of this behemoth. They spashed this, it should go on another behemoth, but it can't be better than this behemoth. So since this behemoth is not roi lakrove, so the t'mura is also not roi lakrove. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis, v'choza v'lokcha. Ha de nokat v'choza v'lokcha. Why did we speak about that he purchased the second half from the shutif? We can have the same scenario without purchasing the other half. It belonged to two shutvim. And Reuven was magdish half of the behemoth for an oila on Sunday. And Shimon was magdish the other half on Monday. So Memela will also have the same aloha. But because he wanted to tell us the halacha that this behemoth can make a t'mura, the shutvim ain't memirim k'demrina k'damah b'tmura b'kama d'zvachim. There's no halacha of t'mura by a behemoth shal shnei shutvim, so that's why he wanted to tell us this halacha of t'mura also. That's why he said that the first magdish acquired the second half of the behemoth, and now he's the complete bailim, v'afal pikein. The hegdish, so then he could make a t'mura, but t'mura also ki yaitzeba. V'afilu l'man da omar ein kula oila. Now the Gemara brings down a machloikis, if a person was magdish ragla shel zu oila. What happens? The Gemara says it's a machloikis. One man the omar says that the whole thing becomes an oila. Another man the omar says, even though it does not become an oila, the whole thing, but by Eivel Shaneshamat Liyaba becomes an oila. So now Taisva says, according to the Mandiyoma, that only the regal remains an oila. So what happens now with the behemoth? We have a very complicated asik over here. We have a behemoth that one foot is an oila. So what do you do now? Farish leman da oma den kula oila ma yasa mimena. What are we going to do with this behemoth? V'kama v'yimkereno l'tzolchei oiles chutz midmei haregel shehigdish. And you're going to sell the rest of it, the shutif, who owns the rest of it, not shutif. We're talking about here that the whole behemoth belonged to himself. So he was magdish the regel, that's all what he wanted to be magdish, so the rest of the behemoth he'll sell l'tzolchei oila. So now the person who acquires it now this behemoth is a complete oila. Uporich heich yiftor ze me'ayla so yehavilei oila chaseira. That means if this person made a neder to bring an oila, he's not bringing an oila, he's bringing a partial oila. The one chelik of the oila, the regular already was kodesh before. Mishani kigoyin doma harei olai oila kemoyshe emtzeena. The nether was, I'm going to, however I'll be able to acquire an oila, that's what I'm being mechayev myself. If I can acquire a half an oila, so I'll do that. I'm not, so memela, his nether is not obligating him more than what he said. So memela, so, that's good. Now we're going to come back soon to this taisvis, but we just have to see the Gemara further. So now we have here this memre, of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Abayim shal shnei shutvim." after he acquired the whole behemoth, was magdish the whole behemoth, it's kedusha ve'ena kreva. So the whole behemoth is kadosh, but you can't be makreb. You cannot be makreb the whole behemoth. V'kan shoyel aben. Why can you be makreb the whole behemoth? Now that I was makreb the whole behemoth, why can I be makreb the whole behemoth? So the Gemara says, shma mino klas. From this halacha, these three halachas that we said, Dusha, Ve'ena Kreva, we can derive from this three dinim. Shma mino balei chayim nidochim. Ushma mino dichui mi ikora have dichui. Ushma mino yesh dichui bedomi. Three limudim in Hilches Dchiyas Kotshem we learn out from this memo. Now, let us see exactly what these three limudim are. Zuk Rashi. Balei chayim nidochim. Im nitcho, if there's a chiddush by Balei Chaim, and let us just for one second appreciate what the Gemara is saying. What is the halacha if a behemah had a mum? Can you be makir this behemah? Chas v'shalom. Can be makir the behemah. Now, what happens if it's a mum oiva? The mum disappears. What happens now? You makrib now the behemoth. Yesterday I couldn't be makrib it. Well, yesterday was a reason. There was a bal mum. Now there's no mum. Could be makrib it. And by mumim, I don't say, well, since it was nitche mehakrove, so it can't be makrib it anymore. I don't say that. Because if there's a reason, there's a legitimate reason not to be makrib it, I won't be makrib it. When the reason falls off, I'll be makrib it. Now we're going to see that a miyuchedik aloche in mumin. Rav Shimon learns out, Rav Shimon is chaylik on this dinner, Rav Shimon learns out from mumin that he would be chaylik on this dinner also, according to Rav Shimon, yod balei chayim einam nidochim. If you had a bal chay, that there was a reason why you couldn't be makrevit, and now the reason fell off, you could be makrevit. So therefore, according to Rav Shimon, if a person was magdish after the behemoth, then you couldn't be makrevit for sure. Can't be makrevit after the behemoth. So with nitcha meyakrova, that's right, with nitcha meyakrova, then he purchased the other half. So according to Rab Shimon, so now he can be makrevit. The reason fell off, so now he can be makrevit. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like that. Shma mino bali chayim nidochim, and it is different than mumim. Mumim is a different halach, and this is different than mumim. So now, let us appreciate this halacha. Im nitcho, if they were nitche mehakrove, yitcho loyla. So the nitcho loyla. Ve'ike laman de yoma, there's a man de yoma that says, ein dichoi ela b'shchutim. Only by a geshachte mekoven, there's a din if it was nitche mehakrove, so then it will not be chayza v'nir. Avo balachayim she nitcho, Chayzrim v'nirin. It's Chayzrim v'nirin. Ula di day, kreiva ach beime, kshechoza v'lokach chetzye. So, al koponim, from this memra of Rabbi Yochanan, that says, that kedusha v'eino kreive, that it's nitcha meyakrove, you can never be makrevet, we see Rabbi Yochanan holds balei chayim nidoch. Yeah, that's what we see. Shvam no balei chayim nidoch. Now, before we go further, I'd just like to mention a kasha that the Tosfos Rit asks and other asks this kasha. Let us go back to the Tosfos and Amud Aleph. Tosfos and Amud Aleph brought down the halacha that if a person was magdish, a regal of a behemoth, and according to the Mandiyoma, that you did not say poshto by a regal, since ain't an ishamat luyibo. So the halacha is that the regal is kodesh, and the rest of the behemah is not kodesh. And then the Gemara asks, so what do you do? So you sell it to someone. I'll sell the behemah to someone. So frekta Tosfos Rit, but how could you be makrib this? Bishas, when he was magdish the regal, it wasn't roi lakrob. Just like over here, my behemah shal shnei shutim. So a little later,
a person purchased the rest of the oila, now it's a complete oila, and we satisfied how he was yaitzeh his neder. But why don't you say balechayim nidochem? This kasha the Tosfos Rit is, and Tosfos Rit says a moira de keteres. The Tosfos Rit says that here we are speaking about that this behemah, the whole behemah belonged to the makdish. So when he was makdish the regel, it was biyodai to be makdish the whole behemah. He didn't feel like being makdish. But it was biyodai and bekoichai to be makdish the whole behemah. So this is never considered like it was nitche meyakove. If it was in his koyach to be magdish the whole behemah, so never was, so it was never nitche meyakove. As yet I was only magdish a foot, so it's magdish a foot. Can it be makrevet now? No, you can't be makrevet now. But that doesn't mean it was nitche meyakove, because it was biyodai to be magdish the whole behemah. So therefore there is no problem of dichay. Here there is a problem of dichay, because they only possessed half of behemah, and the half of behemah, and so it's not the yodi for me to be magdish the whole be magdish the behemah. So b'asheru shom, after this hegdish, the behemah was nitcha me'akrovet. So here we say, if we hold balechayim nidochim, we say that since it was nitcha mitchilosa me'akrovet, it remains nitcha. Let's see the next Rashi. Dichoy meikore have dichoy. A second chiddush. Dichoy meikore kigoinzu shemetchilas agdeisha loyniris likoret. By the first hegdish, by the beginning of the hegdish, it wasn't roy likoret. Veika laman de yoma the polig vaoma ein dichoy elo benire venitche. There's a man de yoma mesechta suke that says, they're speaking about dichoy by mitzvahs. There's one man the yomah that says that the whole concept of dichoy only applies by nire v'nitche, but dichoy meyekore loy havi dichoy. Now let's explain this for 1 minute. We have here a halacha. Let's go back to the first halacha that we said. A person was magdish hefa behemah, then it was nitche mehakrove. So we say, so if it was nitche, it was pushed away from a krove, it never goes back. It never can be roy again like krove. There's a concept of dichoy. If it was nitche, it was pushed away, it doesn't come back. The Gemara in Sukkah clears a shaila by a chefze shal mitzvah there a din dichoy. Is there a din dichoy may ikor? And let us explain this for a minute. That, let us say that a person had a hodos. And under hadasim there are berries that grow under hadasim, and sometimes they're not green, they're black, a different color. And if you have more berries than leaves, it's a posel hodos. So the Gemara speaks about such a case, that as soon as it became yontif, he had a hodos. It was a beautiful hodas, everything, the alam were mishuloshim, kulay mishulish. But later, had a lot of berries. It had more berries than leaves. That's a possible hodas. So this can be fixed. You take off the berries, and now you have kashan hodas. This is something that can be niskan. So the Gemara clears a shaila, do we say, lichri by mitzvahs, about the beginning of Sukkah, that was when they will take this hodas and will ask the rovesh either, can this be used for the mitzvah? He says, no, it is not usable for mitzvahs hodas. So it was nitche from the mitzvah. Then later he patched it up, he fixed it up. Is there a din dichri by mitzvah? But then the Gemara mentions also, it's a dichri meikore. A dichri meikore means it never was as yet good for the mitzvah. It was always no good, never became good. So there's a svara to say, like Rashi says in Sukkah, every behemah is a mechusel zman. Can be makrev until after 8 days. So every behemah was nitche from akrova. That's not called nitche. It's good. It never became roy yet. Not it was nitche. It needs time to become roy. So, but after when it becomes roy, now it's roy. So a mechusel zman is not called dochri. So the dichoy may, that's klar, machusus man, every bein is a machusus man. But so there's a svar to say dichoy may call it, if it never was as yet roi lakrove, so memele, so could be when it will become roi, then I'll say now became roi. So there's a svar to say dichoy may call it, I have a dichoy. There's nireve nitre. Nireve nitre, there is a din dichoy. Nireve nitre, there's a din dichoy. Let's say a marshal will see in Taisvus this case, that a person ate chaylev, he was mafresh achapas, kosher lakrove. Then he became an eved avodah zarah. So now it's zevach hashem te'eva. It's a beautiful behemoth. It's nitche me'akrove because he's an eved avodah zarah, zevach hashem te'eva. Later he did tshuva. So that is a case of nire v'nitche. That means that, so there we can understand the concept of dichoy. It was roi lakove. It was nitche meyakove, was pushed away from akove. So then we say, kimin she nitche nitche, was pushed away. We won't accept it again. It was already pushed away. But a dichoy meyakove is a svara to say, now it was pushed away. Yet it didn't become roi. So there'd be a svara to say, when it was magdush half the behemah, there's a svara to say, not it was nitche meyakove. In the process of being magdishit. I'm magdishet, and I have to make a good sales talk to convince my shutter to sell me the other. But when the process of being magdishet, the whole behemoth. So there'd be a svara to say, dichi me yikore, lo yavi dichi. And this is such a man de yoma. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, dichi me yikore, have a dichi. Now let us again see Rashi. Dichi me yikore, kegoin zu, shemitchila segdeshe, when it first became Hegdish, loy niris likorit, never was roi lakrov. Ve'ike laman de yoma de polik, there's a person that holds, v'oma, ein dichoy elo benire venitche. From Rabbi Yochanan, we see not like that. Rabbi Yochanan says that he can be makrevet. So Rabbi Yochanan holds dichi mekore, ave dichi. And number three, we see, yesh dichoy bedomen. Now what does this mean? Yesh teires dichoy bedavo she'enoi kadosh elo ledomo. That the whole kiddushe to begin with was only ledomo kigoinzu. Shemetchila loyik disho elo ledomeo. What was this first Hekdesh to begin with? He went over, we're not speaking about a person who's missing a screw. When he had a behemesh al shnei shitvim, he was mamdish, half of the hem will be a nilo. So what's going to happen? What was his intention? So Rashi says, his intentions were, lo higdisha elo ledomeho shetimochem. The Hekdesh was that you can't be makir this. There's no kedushas haguf. There's no kedushas haguf. Kedushas haguf means it's a kedusha lakrove. You can't be. There's no kedushas haguf of it because it's not roi lakrove. The kedushas was el ledomeo. That means the value of half of my behemah should be sold shetimocha v'yikatsu demei chetzia. And half of the value of this payment should become Kaddish. If someone is going to be paid this, or some emela, so the domim will become Kaddish la'ila. The behemoth will go out l'chulim. Va'filu sh'eili koiv l'chatzoim le'hei saluyeh. So there never was a Kaddishah saguf. There only was a Kaddishah domim. The lahochi chal Allah teiras dichui, Litchois me alam is beach loilo. I still say there's a din dichui that your matchet me alam is beach. Lemrine name dichui ala bedovo shahu. Beloy amrinon, we do not say. Ein dichui ala bedovo shahugdash ligufoi likore. So the Ivre in Rashi is, and that's the
the first chiddush over here, we have here a concept of dichui. That if it was nitche me'akrove, it remains nitche, even though the reason of the dichui falls. That is the concept of dichui. So there'd be a svara to say that the whole concept of dichui is only by something that has a kedushas haguf. That is roi lahakrov, mitzad the etzem kedushas haguf, that's roi lahakrov. As we mentioned before, let's say a person had a behemoth, that's nira benitcha, but just for a mushel. Person had a behemoth, and then he became, that was a chatos, and then he became, he was nishtamed, he became an oivet avodah zarah. So we have a concept, so what happened over there? There, it was a behemoth that's roi lahakrovet. It's nitche me'akrovet, so we say this dichri remains. So we never are able to be makrovet. But if it was only a kedushas domen, that means the kedusha that it had on it, it's not pshat. Kedushas domen is never roi lahakrovet, never makrovet kedushas domen. The whole concept of a krovet only applies by kedushas haguf. So to say, now later when I purchase the behemoth, the whole behemoth magdish it, I want to be makrove now. So I say, no, it was nitche for makrove, you can't be makrove anymore. And shudik, before there wasn't such a kedusha on it that bechlau is roi lakrove. Before there was a kedusha's domen. Before there was a kedusha's domen, it's not a kolben. It's not a kedushas aguf that was nitcha me'akrov. Before there was kedushas domen, and now gets a kedushas aguf l'chayre. That's l'chayre, the chiddush, the third chiddush. Yeish dichui bedomen, yeish toires dichui bedovo, she'enoi kodesh, the whole kedusha it possessed till now was el l'domo. It only had a kedushas domen on it. It did not have a kedushas aguf. The whole kedusha to begin with was only lidomeo, that it's kodesh etimacher, that the whole kedusha was that it should be sold, v'yikachu demei chetzio, and half of the domim that will be given for it, the domim that will be given for it, so that should become kodesh. That's the whole purpose of the kedusha. Shailikorib lachatsoim lehoiseruye. Never was roi likorib. So never was chalak dusha saguf. Vafilohochi. So this is a moiridike chiddush. There'd be a mokim to say that the whole halacha of dichoy meyakrove was only said on something that had a kedusha saguf. And the kedusha saguf enables akrove, is mechayev akrove. And it was nitcha me'akrova, so then we will not, we accept it for hakrova. But over here, the vafilochalot esdich lizma isbech lelvo emrinin endichi ela bedovo shahugdish legufoi likol.